Welcome to the Master's Playground. I am your host, Christy Stereo. This is our live broadcast. Wow, what a buildup. This is the first time that I've come into the studio. Yeah, absolutely magical here. Hold on, let me position myself a little bit here and get myself with it. So, the Master's Playground. For those of you tuning in for the very first time, the Master's Playground is a show that embraces the illumination of our spiritual era while playing with a variety of tools of the divine. So what do I mean by that? That means that we are in a spiritual experience, everyone. We are in the dawning of an age that has us reclaiming, realigning, and basically merging with our higher self and divine consciousness. In this radio show, what you can anticipate is a lot of music and a lot of insight. We play with a variety of tools such as tarot, astrology, the list goes on and on, crystals, energy work, grounding. And the fun part is that we welcome a variety of different spiritual leaders, teachers, mystical healers, to join us on the experience so that they can illuminate us with their mastery, their experience, what they're doing to help us all, basically. So, wonderful. Okay. All right. So, moving forward here. The title of the show is Who is Christy Stereo? Before we get started, however, as you're tuning into me and I to you, it is customary at the beginning of each Master's Playground show for us to take a moment to tune in together. It's a really simple practice where we chant the Adi Mantra 3 times. So, how do we do it? Sitting down in a chair, or, one second, this is kind of, there we go. I think I feel a little bit better now. I was adjusting the mic for those who are not watching the video. By the way, there's live video. You are listening to the Master's Playground. You could find us on skidrowstudios.com. And when you're there, there is a live feed that will automatically play, but there's also a live video top navigation link. If you click that, you'll see what's happening. Hi. Okay, so back to the Adi Mantra. The Adi Mantra has us chanting 3 times. The way we do it is by sitting down in a meditational pose known as easy pose, or you could simply be sitting in your chair. We chant Om Namo Gurudev Namo 3 times. And we do so by placing our hands into prayer position, resting our thumbs up against our chest, closing our eyes and taking a deep breath. And on the next breath, we'll begin. Om Namo Gurudev Namo. Namo Gurudev. I feel so much better. For the record, I have, I walked in a little nervous. It's a different ball of wax doing this live than it is sitting in my PJs in my music studio and recording all night. It's definitely a different vibe, but yeah, chanting in definitely helped ground me into the experience. So yes, welcome to the Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo, and the title of this show is Who is Chrissy Stereo? Who am I? Who's this girl, this random tatted Pierce girl with a microphone in a radio station in downtown LA? Yeah, so I'm a tripped out character, you know, in a really, really good way. So where to start? Well, I think we should start by the beginning. I was born in East Los Angeles. Yes, we're going way back. While in East LA, I was born to a spiritually gifted ancestry. I have a grandmother who practiced a variety of divinity. I have randoms in my family who are connected to spirit. And then I came along. And yeah, so in the tradition of being born in East LA, I want to go ahead and play the first song so that we can get the vibe of the energy that I was coming into, because it is all energy, my loves. It is all energy. So transitioning into the first song, and here we go. You are listening to the Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo, and this particular go live is all about identifying who I am. Who is Chrissy Stereo? So we started off in the beginning here. I was born in East LA back in the, I don't know, let's just say really groovy-licious years. And yeah, so I was born into a family that was, or that is, very magical, very connected to spirit, very connected to understanding a variety of different information. Although it wasn't necessarily talked about too much. So what happened? So as I was growing up, around this time frame, I started to get a lot of information. I started to come into my own psychic and shamanistic abilities. But being really, really tender, I had absolutely no idea what was going on. I do remember walking into a room, seeing a crowd of people, and feeling everyone, but really seeing what they were, quote unquote, working on. So if you can imagine a little girl, you know, in the middle of a party, which, by the way, my parents are great partiers. We'll get into that shortly. yeah, there was a lot of information. I literally didn't know what to do about it. But lo and behold, my father announces one day that we're going to be moving to Alaska. Insert magical mystery ride. Alaska. While in Alaska, things became incredibly magical. If you can imagine, it is a beautiful playground. And although my experience there was not unscathed, there was a lot of celebration. Back to my parents. Yeah, so I quite literally grew up in a house of disco. And while there, I mean, if you could just imagine, my parents are super devoted hard workers. And you know, I remember many, many a weekend where I would wake up and I would hear a variety of different music being blasted because my dad really liked music loud, which I've inherited, by the way. And, you know, it was always a really exciting time. So here we are in the middle of what I consider to be an iceberg. You know, like, what just happened? Wait, the beach was, you know, in my background. And now I've got this, like, wait, is that 6 inches of snow I have to walk through? What's happening? Anywho, so as my parents would celebrate life, I was slowly and powerfully getting introduced to a variety of different music. As I mentioned earlier, I grew up in a house of disco, but it also included a variety of Spanish music and, you know, just, everything, even elevator music was played from what I remember. Anywho, so in this experience, I remember there was a lot of people coming by. I remember there were barbecues, there were celebrating, and I remember a lot of polyester. I remember a lot of like lapel collars. Anywho, where am I going with this? So during that experience and all this information, the psychic information is coming in, I hear an angel in the background. And that angel was incredibly magical and changed my life forever. Her name, Donna Summer. We'll be right back. actually faded out a little bit manually here. Hi. You're listening to the Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo. Hello. I just played the goddess herself, Donna Summer, I Feel Love, the song that quite literally changed my life forever. Why? Well, that is when I knew music spoke to me. That's when I found its healing properties. Besides the celebration that was happening in my, you know, in the house that I was growing up in, that is when I realized the power of sound and what it could do to our body and our energy. And it is a classic, of course, and I know it moves all of you. And if you don't like that song, then I don't know what to say. I really don't, because we're not going to be able to relate at all, you know. Anywho, so here I am in Alaska and in the House of Disco, and there is an increased growing spiritual awareness that's happening all at the same time. While there, let me go ahead and put this up here. One second. I decided to go ahead and keep turning to music even further. Donna Summer ignited that for me. I then basically went deep, deep, deep into studying practically every band. I did so primarily to understand who they were, what kind of music they were putting out, what was the message that was happening behind certain songs. I mean, I literally went into Nerdville about all types of bands, the history of music. From there, I remember cut to my teenage years. So, you know, imagine, if you will, many years of dancing and all of that. And then my teenage years, the angst years, kicked in. There was so much information that was coming in. There was so much downloads, as it's popular, you know, that's a popular term here in Los Angeles. There was so much information that was coming in from the sixth sense that I didn't know what to do. So except to A, wear all black, because, you know, that hasn't changed. And then B, start to journal everything and put out what it was that I was going, what I was going through, what I was seeing, what I was witnessing, what I was feeling and experiencing. And then from there, I also found that the awakening of my own sensuality and sexuality, more on that in a little bit. But in general, I then propelled myself into the rave scene, and that took hold for well over a decade. I would actually about 15 years or so. And I started to explore different bands. So here I am wearing all black, dealing with all this information, trying to make sense of it all, and getting, I don't know, a little melancholy. You know, I felt like I couldn't relate to anyone or anyone out there. I was like, where are my people? Where's my spiritual tribe? What's happening? Why do I have all this information? And when I turned to those around me, they were busy living their own lives, and they weren't, you know, like, you know, passing the tribal pipe, you know, of a lot of information. So, you know, teenage years, they could be really angst. Anywho, so then I transitioned into an amazing band by the name of The Cure. One second, I'm pulling it up. So hard to multitask, it really is. Oh. Anyways, apparently I don't have that particular song on my roster. Good times, yes. Oh my God, I can't believe I don't have it. Anywho, so what ended up happening during that time, which is probably good because we're, you know, a little short on time here. But in general, what ended up happening is I started to experience a variety of different music and a different way of understanding things. I then left Alaska and began traveling. And during that time frame, I traveled far and wide. I remember having a backpack and literally pointing to a map and just going, okay, there's a rave there, I'm there. And I would buy a Greyhound ticket. This is the nomadic life that I led, you know, for a good handful of years. And I would just show up, and things then became very independent, charged, and there were finally spiritual individuals that were starting to arrive on the scene to help clarify things. However, things started to get a little bit more psychedelic in this experience. And this is a popular song that I embraced back then.
Over the past few years, to the traditional sounds of an English summer, the drone of lawnmowers, the smack of leather on willow, has been added a new noise.
What were the skies like when you were young?
They went on forever. We lived in Arizona, and the skies always had little fluffy clouds in them, and they were long and clear. There were lots of stars at night. And when it would rain, it would all turn. They were beautiful, the most beautiful skies, as a matter of fact. The sunsets were purple and red and yellow and on fire. The clouds would catch the colors everywhere. That's neat, because I used to look at them all the time when I was little. You don't see that.
Days. I could have picked so many different songs for that moment, but honestly, that one was the one that was super special for me. That one was about the time that I was just traveling the world, you know, well, primarily the U.S., and, you know, meeting a variety of different spiritual individuals. I remember Native Americans coming around fire pits and burning sage, and I started to connect even more and more with who I was and why I'm here. The big buildup. And during that time frame, I then fell in love. So yes, this particular episode is all about Christy Stereo. So we're going to cover the history of what I've been through so that we can understand the power of now. So about that time frame, I fell in love. And well, that brings up my own, I don't know, orientation, if you will. I will say this. I am in love with spirit. I love spirit in all of its form. I love its expression in both female and male. However, I tend to lean, prefer, the scales are tipped with more of a female embodiment, the divine female, as opposed to the divine male, even though they're absolutely magical as well. Anyways, the point is, I met my first love and we ended up getting married and spent a magical 10 years together. And when I met her, I met a very spiritually evolved individual. We started sharing information of who we were, where we came from, what tools we were trying to, it's like, wait, I go through this and I feel this. And we were starting to understand the tools that were gifted to us from the divine. And during that time frame, I was in love. And this is a song that was playing during that magical experience.
The leaves that touch the sky, just you.
You are listening to The Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo, and we are exploring just who I am. what a title. Who is Chrissy Stereo? Besides a total trip. So I'm just giving everyone a little bit of a taste of journey of who, you know, how I grew up, where I came from, and where I am now. And it's very pivotal because we are in spiritual times, and I am a spiritual being having a very profoundly emotional, intense, can I just say intense, human experience. It's been a wild ride, man. It really has. So, all right. So we're at my first love, right? The gift of the first love. Everyone, I know you feel me on this one, that first love, where everything, the flowers are just blossoming, you know, the petals are opening, everything is so magical. Fields of joy, it really is. So we ended up returning to my birthplace after traveling around for quite some time, you know, New Mexico, Oregon, Washington, where else did we hit up? Anyways, there was a variety of different places that we lived at, and then we came to Hollywood. We came here, and when here, you know, things started to shift. We, you know, energy starts changing over time, you guys. And we started to discover that, you know, the next chapter of our lives was beckoning. And so we parted ways. And it was very, you know, it's intense, you know, the first love. When you're, you know, kissing it goodbye and you're like, thank you, but oh, God, it's over, you know. Then from there, okay, so that's when things go into fifth gear. From there, I dove deep, 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 deep into me. And I did so by picking up re-picking up every instrument, drums, bass, guitar. I tried the microphone. It didn't really work for me back then. Still doesn't that much, but, you know, in general. I started painting. I had an art show in Los Angeles. Things were really unfolding. I started working for myself in general as a graphic designer, computer programmer. So, you know, I had the luxury of programming websites from home and then walking over to my drum set and rocking out. About the same time, I devoted myself to experiencing a variety of different spiritual individuals, gurus. I would say more swamis. They're one of the same, I'm sure. And I would go off to these meditational intensive retreats where I just started profoundly opening up my chakras, connecting with the divine, going into space, going into the world, the universe, and really starting to acknowledge just how incredibly magical it really is to be alive on planet Earth. At the same time, as I'm doing all this intense yoga and intense meditation, a lot of information starts becoming a lot clearer for me. I start, you know, embracing a lot of the magic. It's not mastered yet. And I don't think it ever really will be mastered. But in general, I started to solidify some concepts that, you know, were confusing for me at that tender age of tenderoni years. And during that time frame, I then learned how to DJ. And I did so by one of the most amazing DJs on the face of the planet. She's the number one female DJ turntablist. Her name is DJ Shorty. And so under her tutelage and Scratch DJ LA, I believe they're called. And sorry, my peeps, it's been a little while. But yeah, Scratch Academy, that's what it is. That's when I started to go ahead and actually bring back this whole like party that I grew up in and beat match and tell my story through music. Fast forward a little bit, then I put myself into a music production experience. I realized that I needed to communicate what I was going through, what I was feeling, what magic there is in the world through song. And even though I love playing a really great track here and there, I really wanted to go ahead and just start to scratch at what is it like to make a song, a dance song, this kind of song, that kind of song, you know? So I started to embrace that. So I could say that at that particular point, I became very streetwise, very streetwise. I was very B-girl in a way, which leads me into our next song.
I'm a hustler, baby. That's my dad's maybe. Yeah, I'm a hustler, baby. That's my dad's maybe.
Instead of playing the full song, I'm starting to realize that there's a little, you know, countdown, party people. An hour goes by like that. Wait, where's the mic? Like that. All right, so I want to go ahead and actually transition into the power of now. Thank you for coming on my journey. There's so much more to cover, but really, I mean, you get the gist. These are the highlights, you know? Christine, the mystic. Christine, coming from a tribal experience. Christine, hitting the road and raving. Christine, you know, basically, I just gave you my full name, Christine. That's funny. Chrissy. Anyway, so long story short, basically, while here in LA and after this entire experience of DJing, I then fell in love again. And it was very, very magical. And, you know, love is a beautiful gift, my loves. It really is. When we're able to go ahead and glance into the eyes of another and see the reflection of the love that you have for yourself, mirrored back to you. I mean, that's just so, I mean, it's what it's all about. It really is. However, during that particular experience, I just want to highlight that what was different than the previous love was that it was a deeper connection. There was a lot more of a spiritual emphasis, which, you know, definitely stimulated me. However, there was one particular pattern, and I'm sure some of you out there can relate with this. There was a pattern that I didn't realize that I was doing my entire life until now, you know, recently, within the last year. And that was, I have a heart of service, you know, and I'm sure many of you guys out there have such a beautiful, loving, expansive heart where you just want to help people. You just want to help them succeed. The big lesson that I learned, and, you know, this second love, it was a real deal. We ended up, you know, getting engaged, the whole thing. But, you know, during that time frame, I found that my heart of service, I was forgetting to, you know, really honor myself as far as what it was that I needed for me. Through no fault of anyone except for, you know, spiritual development, to be really honest with you, that's what it comes down to. And, you know, what ends up happening, the one thing that I notice is that when we put others first above our own spirit, we pay the price by our own self-worth. And that's kind of brutal. You know, that's a self-love lesson. And that was a lesson that I had to go through that propelled me into a very spiritual experience known as the dark night of the soul. Some of you may not be, understand what that means. I highly recommend looking it up. But basically, it's when everything in your, intellectual understanding, everything in your cognizant, experience, what you consider to be real tumbles. Everything shatters. It's like the crack tower in the tarot. Everything just shatters. Realities, that are false realities just come down. And what happens is that it's for, individuals who have devoted themselves to exploring spirituality and have, come into a certain level of mastery or, a certain level, go through this. And it really feels like the end of the world. It really, really does. You feel alone. You feel cold. You're shaking. You're just like, oh my God, nothing makes sense. It's kind of like going crazy, to be honest with you. If I was to say, a betting girl in Vegas and going, okay, this is crazy. Let's put all my chips on this, it was the most profound experience of my entire life. And I share this because what ends up happening when you go through that portal, when you go through that intense crumbling of every, as a co-host here by the name of Chris Cahill would say, pictures. And much love to Chris because she definitely was somebody that I turned to often during this experience. And so what ends up happening on the other end of that, though, when you go through this, dying of the ego, because you are stripped down, everything that is false is just stripped away. You're a blank canvas. And all of a sudden, you're going through this chaos, and it's like the most intense, picture a caterpillar, and a butterfly is coming through the caterpillar, right? And it has to come through the shell. But, let's go ahead and do some theatrical, emphasis on it of where, there's an earthquake happening at the same time and your shell is actually really hard and you have to kind of butt up against it over and over and over again just to get out, just so you could start flying again. It's a very profound experience. Once you get onto the other side, though, what ends up happening is your divinity. You merge with the divine. You completely become love. You see love. You feel love. You're able to understand the stories and the journey that you go through and how it all had a profound effect and impact and was meaningful in your journey. So I'm very thankful to everyone who has been a big part of my life, including the ones that touched the heart the most. So from there, so what happens? So, taking it back all the way back to when I was born in East LA, all these spiritual gifts, this sixth sense awareness, what happens when you go through an experience as profound as the dark night of the soul, you merge with the divine. And so what happens is all of these gifts become highly, become true. I guess that's the best way I could put it. It becomes an overall truth in our experience. And that's what happened to me. All of a sudden, I found myself being able to be, work shamanically. I remember I returned to Alaska, and I remember being up there out in the middle of the forest and working with nature, and having, and just doing divine's work, spirit talks to you, spirit communicates with you, not only your higher self, but you also have this communication, this connection. Some call it God, other call it, universal love. Others call it spirit. I mean, really, it's just that level of consciousness, everyone, that consciousness. And then from there, one thing I definitely experienced was how we are all interwoven. We are in these times. We are all waking up into a very profoundly divine experience. I'm incredibly grateful for what I've gone through, even though it was the hardest Mack truck backing up. Hold on. backed up, rolled over me, you know, spat on, you know, I felt like the entire tribe had, you know, pitchforks and fire, like, down with her, down with her. It's like, what just happened? It was comedy, actually. It was classic. Anyways, long story short, basically what ends up happening is you are able to come into a certain level of mastery because you are connected to the divine. You are working in service for the divine. And that is essentially what happened to moi. And that is who I am. That is who Chrissy Stereo is all about. And so with that, I have found that gifts of shamanism, being psychic, being able to read energy clearly, understand individuals when they walk into a room, when I see them in another room, things of that nature, just all of a sudden I just became permanent. And then I've had a variety of different teachers along the way as well. I mentioned Chris Cahill earlier. I learned so much from her. I mean, really, talk about an angel swooping in, you know, and just sharing so much in-depth knowledge. If you guys don't know who she is, definitely check out the roster here at skidrowstudios.com. And I also learned from the Mystic Raven, and they taught me everything that the foundation, everything that I know about Kabbalah Tarot. So that's my deal. I am Chrissy Stereo, a music producer, DJ, who's highly connected to the divine and works with as a shaman, as a psychic, as a tarot card, what would be the term? Reader, intuitive, and also, you know, just, I don't know, just connected to love in general. So that is a little bit about me. We're coming towards the tail end of the show. You are listening to The Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yes, if I had a little hiccup here and there along the way, left a primal song, A Forest by The Cure, at home, how could I do that? Oh my gosh. Anyways, just know that that was meant to be played. And so what I would like to do is have us close out. For those of us, see, there's a variety of individuals who are on the forefront of maintaining the frequency, as it's known. Maintaining the frequency primarily means that they are connected with the divine and they function on behalf of the divine. They just allow the information to flow. I mean, you guys, once it happens, you're completely changed forever. So as individuals are maintaining the frequency, they're starting to relay all this information. And, you know, you could find it with individuals that I, you know, associate with in general. I mean, visit my website, chrissystereo.com. There's a variety. There's spiritual circles that are coming together. We're, you know, slapping a camera on us and we're just communicating all this information as lovingly as we can to help the collective consciousness realize their own gift, their own divinity, their own bliss, and to break free from all this programming and fear and, you know, blockages of ancestry and blockages of you know, family issues and, you know, soul agreements, you know, contracts that we have. I mean, this is terminology that's every day, you know, for what I call the spiritual tribe, you know, the ones that are fully connected. And so keeping that in mind, for those who are tickled by this, for those that have their finger on the pulse of what is really happening consciously, you know, as far as the collective consciousness, how we're all shifting, I want to draw a card for us and basically capture what we, you know, what the theme is going to be for the coming week. We have a beautiful new moon in Pisces, my favorite sign. Why? It's my sign. And that's occurring now, if not tonight. I don't know the exact time. It's all the rage right now. That's what's happening. And then Saturn is going retro on Sunday. I mean, there's so much shifting. If you look up astrologers in general, you're going to see all of them just going, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. You know, there's so much going on. Not like panic in the streets, but literally excitement. Anyways, back to the card. The card that I'm about to draw will highlight a little bit of the energy of what we can anticipate as a collective consciousness and what we can tap into. All right, we have the Nine of Cups. The Nine of Cups, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I read Kabbalah Tarot. I have 30 seconds left, but this pertains to our situation, our experience, our surroundings. And the Nine of Cups is basically, it is a necessary circumstance. What is going down is meant to be occurring. Okay, that is the message. What is going down is what is meant to be occurring. I have 16 seconds left. Okay, it's for the greater good of everyone. All right. Oh, actually, I was just gifted some love here. Time love. It's basically the energies that we're going through right now are creating a greater good. Okay, we're all waking up. It's all scary. It's like, what is happening? Trust it. It is a necessary circumstance for our collective consciousness. So my message to everyone, trust the ride. I love you all so, so much. Thank you so much for tuning into the Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo, and I send you nothing but love. I'm going to close out with a Sat Nam. Sat Nam. I love you. I'll see you next week.
Love yourself. 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 Love each other.
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 We are one.
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 We are
the divine.
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 Blessings,
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 blessings, blessings.
The Master's Playground.